interesting things here. You know, he's it's a farewell letter, but he's saying he wants him to come short quickly. You know, that's what shortly means. Make it short. Come quickly. Demas forsook me. He's mentioned in other epistles like Colossians 4:14 and other places, you know. I mean, you know, back in those days, it was, here, this is, you know, Demas. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. But Demas left him. Demas left him. Loving this present world. That doesn't sound good. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Now, the next epistle we're going to do is to Titus. I don't know if that necessarily means that he has loved the present world like Demas, though the way it kind of comes out, it almost sounds like that. But then Luke is the only one left with him. Demas had forsaken him. He sent Tychius to Ephesus. He might have sent Crescens to Galatia, who knows, or Titus to Dalmatia. It's not that important, really. Some people, I wonder if there's dissertations written on those speculations. That's pretty funny to think about. Luke is with him. He said, take Mark and bring him with thee. He's profitable to me for the ministry. Bring Mark. And the cloak he left to Troas with Carpus becomes, you know, he wants that cloak and especially the parchments. You know, there's the membranes of sheepskin or something that were, you know, used to write out things. I mean, obviously, either was looking for things that had been written or wanted to write things or there were letters or so on and so forth, copies, who knows. He had some important things he wanted to, you know, bring the books, the Biblia, bring the Bible. That's what it says, bring the books, Biblia. Biblia means a roll, actually. Our Bible isn't a roll anymore, but it originally was on a roll. They just called it, bring the roll, or bring the rolls. The Biblias, the rolls, the rolls with the Word of God on them. Verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom be thou ware also. For he hath greatly withstood our words. The idea that he was there was an Ephesian Jew named Alexander in Acts 19. And the fact that he's a coppersmith, it may suggest that he was an Ephesian, the Ephesian Jew in Acts 19. But, you know, he's saying, watch out for that guy. You know, again, he names people by name. You know why? Because it's important sometimes to let people know exactly who they ought to stay away from. And this guy had done him actual. It's not just false doctrine. He'd done evil against the apostle. Look out for that guy. He greatly withstood our words. Not just. You know, that means to not just like, oh, listen and just not accept. It means to actually fight against, you know. He stood against. He opposed their words. Verse 16, my first answer, no man stood with me, but all forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. I pray, you know, this could be someone else. No man stood with him. Well, Luke was with him, but, you know, I mean, in general. He means that so many people, you know, he had no one to really stand with him. I pray God. He doesn't want God to charge them that they were not brave enough to stand with Paul against the men who opposed him. Verse 17, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known. And that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, God stood with him, though, and he was strengthened in that, because in order that the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. You know, there's a deliver me from the lion's mouth. That reminds me of, that's kind of an Old Testament allusion. You know, in the Psalm 22, when the Lord was, which is the psalm that really points to the crucifixion, you know, they pierced my hands and feet. You know, in that psalm, David pleads, save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the bulls, referring to the wicked men who had surrounded him. You know, and I think, and there were many times in Paul's ministry where he was near death. I mean, as far as, you know, he was in life and death situations where people wanted to do him in. That's persecution. When people are trying to kill you actively, that's persecution. Or trying to put you in jail, or trying to actively get you. Maybe, like, let's say they're trying to actively discredit you. That's persecution. Because they're out to get you. It means to pursue. They're pursuing you. They're after you. It's not just when someone, you know, says something, they're full of it, and then they just kind of dismiss you. Or just don't want to listen. Or mock you in passing. When you really suffer persecution is when things are really coming against you. He shall deliver, and I like Paul's faith, he's going to deliver me from every evil work. Every evil work. God is going to deliver him. And because of the faith which he has given us, he will deliver us also from every evil work. That's something we got to trust God for. We got to believe and not fear. I think by the end times, people are always so afraid. That's why they came up with the rapture doctrine, because man is so afraid of living through a time of persecution, especially soft Western man. We've had many wars. They want to be whisked away, lest they be tempted to deny Christ and suffer persecution for the sake of the cross. They would rather be whisked out ahead of the trouble. But there are all kinds of Christians going through trouble in this world right now. All kinds of people suffering for the gospel's sake. How come they don't get whisked away? What does it mean to be delivered from every evil work? Preserved to his kingdom. You know, when they put you to death and they kill you for the sake of God, you're being delivered, you know? From every evil work. Even though they kill you, even though they take your life, because they cannot destroy your soul. They cannot take away the kingdom of God, which is your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Verse 19, salute Prisca and Aquila. Priscilla, as she usually is called, this is kind of an abbreviated form of her name.